请我们先读几处圣经。
Let us turn to few scriptures.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
我们从第三节读到第九节。
First Peter chapter 1, we will read from verse 3 to 9.
第一章啊，第三节到第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
好，请您记住。
And the people who lead the meeting was also very lively. And therefore, it seems the entire meeting was very
prosperous.
They also had musical instruments.
增加这个大家的那种气氛。
That added even more to the atmosphere.
当然也不光是这个，因为在夏令会它就没有乐器了。
During the summer conference, we did not use musical instruments.
所以在静态聚会里都是这样，就是一般的讲道的聚会前后都是非常的祷告的非常的强。
The prayers were very strong, not only at the Lord's table, but also before and after this message meeting.
那么，这是他们给我们一个很深刻的印象。
This is the deep impression they left in our hearts.
那么然后我们到经过菲律宾就到了香港。
After Philippines, we went to Hong Kong.
在香港我们也参加那个好多个地方的聚会。
There we also attended many meetings.
在每个聚会当中也都看见有主的工作在那里。
And every meeting we see the work of the Lord there.
做了十天之后我们就到了洛杉矶。
Ten days after we went to Los Angeles.
在洛杉矶也参加了好几个聚会。
There we also attended many meetings.
也都看见主实在是与主同在。
We also seen that the Lord is with our brothers.
当我们参加这个聚会回来之后，给我们一个意象。
And after coming home.
或者给我们一个感觉。
We have this feeling in our heart.
我们就看见，神是不偏的人的。
We see that our God is not partial.
那么，所有的情形呢，都在于我们对他们如何。
It all depends on our side.
主实在是愿意使人。
The Lord wants to give grace.
实在是愿意他的儿女们同在。
He wants to be with his children.
特别我们聚在一起的时候，他照着他的应许，他总是与我们同在。
Especially when we gather together, according to his promise, he will always be with us.
有的聚会是太强，就是强不在哪里强。
So why is some meetings stronger than the other?
有的聚会非常希望，有的聚会比较沉一点。
And some meetings are very lively, and some are a little bit dull.
有的人数增加的很快。
And some meetings do rapidly, and some kind of just stay there. I believe the responsibility is upon us. I cannot tell you all the reasons because I have not seen the reasons. But I can tell you one. I think that's the foremost important. Is whether or not we're willing to place ourselves in the hands of the Lord. Just like what our brother shared last time. We need to count our days. How much time do we have left? Are we willing to give the rest of our time to the Lord? To let him use the time. If we only take care of our own business, and we do not care about God's business, even when we attend a meeting, we just sit here to listen. Then even if the Lord wants to work, he cannot. Because there is no channel. He has no way. If there's someone really put himself in the hands of God, that they will live for the Lord and not for themselves, then God can find vessels and manifest his power and also pour forth his blessings. For example, in the Philippines, I see one special character is prayer. They not only pray before and after the meeting, and also during the meeting. But after the meeting is over, many people stay to pray. I doubt if they have eat lunch or not. And I asked one of the brethren there. He said some groups they would eat lunch and some would not. So they just continued to pray.
我吃过中饭回来以后，看他们去看看他们。
And after I had my lunch, I went back to see them.
你知道那时候已经过了相当长的时间了。
And that's after a long period of time.
看到弟兄们还在祷告。
And the brothers are still praying.
那这里一组，那里一组。
You see groups here and groups there.
这个房间和那个房间。
And then they pray in different rooms.
那好多的组在祷告。
many groups of friends.
让我去参加一下。
Then I sit in and
看看
with them.
是不是在勉强的维持着这样祷告呢？
To see if they are just being forced to sit there and pray.
我站在后面。
I stood in the back.
我就听他们祷告。
And I listened to their prayers.
祷告很响。
And like, all the prayers are very strong. And every prayer came out from the heart. You see that they do not just want to keep a prayer meeting, but they have a burden in their heart. They have a strength within them that caused them to pray. And these verses really place themselves before the Lord. They don't care whether or not they have eaten lunch or not.They just wanted to pray for the Lord. I do not understand what they're praying about. Maybe they're praying for the meeting. Maybe they're praying for the summer conference. Or maybe praying for other things. I don't understand them, but I can tell they pray earnestly. And they place their whole being. Here we see there's a group of people who are willing to put themselves in the Lord's hand.Therefore, the Lord can work. Even though these bunches are very young, they don't know very much spiritual principles, but they're willing to put their life in God's hands. Who is willing to put their life in God's hands? Whether you're strong or weak, or you have great knowledge or not, as long as you're willing,
And
God can reveal His glory to us.
那么在香港和在洛杉矶也是这样。
The same thing happened in Hong Kong.
有人聚会当然比较看起来是比从前那个强烈多了。
Some meetings improved than the past.
有的聚会呢就维持那个前几年的那种状况。
And some meetings just maintain their growth.
那个原因也是这样。
I think the reason is the same.
他们所以那样的进步就是有一般人是吧自己摆。
Some can move forward because there are people who are willing to put their life in God's hands. Not only in the meeting, but they also share the gospel and send out the gospel tract. Therefore, you see, the meeting is very lively. Some meeting, even though there are also many people, but it still is the same as I've seen them several years ago. They're just maintaining a meeting there.
当然他们维持他们因为相当有根基了。
Because they have strong foundation,
维持起来并不太吃力。
It is not difficult just to maintain meetings.
但是呢并没有太多的进步。
But there is not much growth.
那大洛杉矶也是这样。
I see the same thing in Los Angeles.
有一个小小的机会。
I saw a small group of people.
人数并不算太多。
Not many people in that meeting.
那个聚会呢，他们经过很多的难处。
But that meeting had gone through many troubles.
我们实在是很担心他们。
We truly were worried for them.
到底能不能在那能继续下去
？Can they still meet together?
还是那聚会解散掉了
？Or maybe they just go their own way.
那继续下去呢？
Which way shall they go?
比方说带领弟兄别走掉了。
For example, the brother who led them also left the meeting.
服侍弟兄别走掉了。
The full-time servant left them.
年长的弟兄别走掉了。
The elders left them.
那么这次是几家青年弟兄姊妹。
Only several young families.
他们也没有什么经验。
They don't have much experience.
他们这个自己也觉得自己是很贫穷的。
They also know that they are very poor in spirit.
他们是非常的着急。
In the beginning, they were very worried.
那我们到底怎么办才好？
What should we do?
还是我们解散呢
？Should we just go our own way?
继续下去呢
？Or should we keep this meeting?
但是这几个家庭啊，他们就觉得说他们应该一起祷告。
But these families, they believe they should pray together.
就他们除了那个地上祷告之外，还有那个在家中祷告。
And aside from the regular prayer meeting, they have the add more prayer meeting.
那么还有在家里面祷告。
They pray in their home.
那么没有人站讲台，他们自己就起来站讲台。
And no one can stand at the pulpit to preach, so they do it themselves.
没有站过讲台的人。
None of them has stood at the pulpit before.
没有这么经验的。
Because they have no experience.
要是今天这个弟兄站讲台的话
，If today this brother is here,
那些弟兄姊妹都要这个弟兄祷告。
And everybody will pray for that brother.
那个人站讲台的话
，If another will be preaching,
大家都要那个人祷告。
And then everyone will pray for that brother.
那个人站讲台啊。
So you see one person
who is,
and there's so much prayer supporting him.
所以他们虽然觉得自己很幼稚,
So even though they think that they are very young in the in Christ, but the meeting is full of God's presence. And I was very comforted among them.
不都是这样,
of course, not all meetings are like this.
看见一个原则,
but I just want to show you a principle. If we're willing to put ourselves in God's hands, then God can use
it.
God can reveal himself to us.
若是我们不肯排在主的时候,
if we're not willing, we only live for ourselves. We don't care for God's business. We only care for our family. My own work.
若是这样的话,
if this is the case,
那个机会不过当中生活当中一项一个节目就是,
and then to attend the church life will only be another event in our life. And we see that God cannot do much. Because God always works with this one principle. If we are sincere, then God will be sincere. If we are careless, then God will be careless. If we are very positive before the Lord, then he will also work. If we have a negative attitude, then God will also wait. God works according to our
us.
It is not that he doesn't want to give us strength, or he doesn't want to bless us, but it's us. We need to be responsible. It doesn't matter how much we can do, or how much price we can pay. But it matters whether or not we're willing. That we're willing to care for him and to live for him. If we have many bones to
just
then God has many ways out. Then he can reveal himself. And this is a summary of my trip. This morning I would like to share with you concerning First Peter. I think we can only share a little bit. We know that the First Peter was written about
63 BC.
Even though in the Bible for a long period of time we did not see Peter's. But when we come to 1 Peter and 2 Peter, he was already well advanced in age. He said it's about time for him to leave this earthly tent.
虽然他的年纪已经老迈,
even though he is well advanced in age, and he will not live long on this earth, he knew this very clearly. But this is a person who wants to put himself in God's hands. He diligently pursued the Lord, and also diligently served his brothers and sisters.
这两卷彼得前后书的时候,
when we read these two epistles,
就看见虽然是一个老年人写的话语,
we see that even though it was written by an old man,
但是他的灵呢,
but his spirit is very positive.
无论前书也好后书也好,
first epistle and second epistle,
特别是到后书的时候,
especially when it comes to second epistle,
他就在那再三的一再的鼓励弟兄姊妹,
he encouraged the brother and sister again and again that you need to be diligent. You need to be diligent. You have faith, you need to add knowledge. You have faith, you also need to add
words.
And add knowledge. You have knowledge, you need to add self-control. And patience. He talked about adding more and more. You need to go forward.
所以你看他的灵呢,
therefore, you see, his spirit is so positive. It is not like the words of an old man. And it's not a spirit of an old man, but a spirit of a youth. The one that goes forward.
弟兄姊妹, 不是说我们到老年了, 我们就可以退休了,
brothers and sisters, it's not that when we get old and we can retire.
那么在这个属世界，我们可以退休的。
In the worldly business, yes, we can retire.
也是应该退休的。
We ought to retire.
但是属灵是从来不能退休的。
The spiritual matter, we should never retire.
就像弟兄有一位弟兄说错了。
A brother who said that.
只有一天我们去见主的时候就退休了。
On the day that we went to see our Lord, that's the when we retire.
一团一天我们就追逐一天。
If we have one more day to live on this earth, we will pursue him that day. And we will serve him that day. We will never retire from serving the Lord. The older we get, the more experience we will have. And more useful tool for the Lord. So for the youth and the elders, we all need to go forward like Peter.
在彼得前书，为什么彼得写这彼得前书这卷书呢
？Why did Peter write this book？
因为那时候那个神的儿女们也在难处当中。
Because at that time the children of God was in great difficulty。
虽然是这个尼罗王罗马的皇帝尼罗王的逼迫还没有临到。
Even though the persecution from Nero hasn't arrived yet。
我们知道，我们就教会历史的话，我们知道那个尼罗王。那逼迫教会这个残害圣徒啊，那是啊都是很有名的。
But we know from the history of church how Nero had persecuted all Christians.
非常的残酷。
He was a very cruel man.
好多圣女儿女被他杀死掉。
And killed many saints.
但那个时候还没来到。
But that time hasn't arrived yet.
虽然是这样。
Even so.
但是圣女儿女们所过的生活并不是很平安的。
The Christians.Do not live in peace.
那犹太人逼迫他们。
The Jews persecuted them.
还有外邦人在哪里也在逼迫他们。
The Gentiles also persecuted them.
好像那个逼迫的事件呢，逼迫事情并没有减少。
And it seems like there are many trials for them.
好像看的情况啊，越过越艰难。
And it seems that the days of trial is more difficult.
有好多神的儿女们在长期的难处当中呢，就感觉有点灰心。
And many Christians, after living in this time for a long time, they are disappointed.
也有一点人，有一点人，有一些就落下去了。
And many have fallen away.
那么在这种情形之下，彼得就写了彼得前书。
Under this circumstances, Peter wrote this first letter.
那这一卷书还是为了鼓励弟兄姊妹。
And this letter is to encourage the brothers and sisters.
让弟兄姊妹从心里得到安慰。
And that their heart shall be comforted.
看见我们遭遇这些事情并不是偶然的。
And we have suffered this, not accidentally.
神乃是要借着这一些艰难的环境，把他救恩能够成就到我们的身上。
But through all these suffering, that God may accomplish His salvation.
刚刚你们可能都一些听过我们劳恩弟兄讲过。
In the Sunday school, we had just heard our brother Lawrence share.
那主不仅是叫我们蒙恩得救。
God not only gave us salvation,
并且要在我们身上继续不断的做工。
But He will continue to work in our life.
使我们的思想、意念、情感也都得到拯救。
So that our mind, our spirit will all be saved.
许多时候，主借着艰难的环境。
Many times, God will use suffering.
叫我们那个魂能够得到拯救。
To save our soul.
让这个也弟兄姊妹看见是神的美意。
And Peter also showed them that this is the good will of God.
另外一方面也鼓励弟兄姊妹。
He also encouraged them.
那么在这种艰难当中，我们该怎样能够站立得住呢
？And how would you stand in such great trial?
所以在这一卷书里头，特别讲的说的恩典很多。
And this book, this letter mentions grace many times.
无论是在生活当中，无论是在受逼迫的时候也好。
Not only during the times of suffering,
或者是在生活里面也好，
or in their daily life,
或者在侍奉当中也好，
or in service,
或者仇敌在试探攻击我们的时候也好，
or during temptations and trials,
主的恩典与我们同在。
God's grace is always with us.
我们要靠着主的恩典能够站立着。
We need to stand by the grace of God.
并且看见主的恩典大的丰富。
We also see the richness of His grace.
那这个能够应付一切的需要的。
That it will meet all our needs.
因为他所赐的恩典乃是诸般的恩典。
Because He gave us all kinds of grace.
他把各种的恩典都赐给了我们。
All kinds of grace.
好应付我们万民的需要。
To meet all different needs.
他到末了就说了，你们务必要在这恩典上跟他站立的。
At the end, he said, "You must stand firm on this faith."
那这并不是一个道理。
This is not a teaching.
也不是一种理论。
And it's not a theory.
这是我亲身的，是彼得亲身所经验的一件。
But me, Peter, who personally experienced
it.
And this is the true grace of
God.
And this I have experienced.
他知道,
I know
that
this is the true grace. He
knows
that this grace will be able to meet our
needs.
Will cause us to stand firm in all circumstances. He used his own personal experience to encourage the brothers and sisters. So that the brothers and sisters can stand firm and go forward. In the beginning, he talked about God's salvation. Even though we are saved, we are saved because of His great mercy. Just like during the Lord's table, many people pray. We are not
worthy.
Today we have received such great grace. Today we can become a
children
of God. We can become a member of God's family. Our sins can be forgiven. It is not because we have
done
or we are
sinful.
We are only a sinner.
We are
dead in sin. We are nothing. But God has mercy on us. We truly feel that we are unworthy. But He has mercy on us. And by His mercy, to cause our Jesus Christ to be resurrected from the dead. And gave us
birth.
In the past, we are all dead in sin. But the life of the Lord has caused us to come alive. Before we are enemies to God. But His life has guided us to His house. That we can become the children of God. In the past, we were under the condemnation of God. And now, by the precious blood of Christ, we are all cleansed. We have no barrier between God and us. We can come to Him boldly and enjoy His presence. And sister, we have received such great grace. It is not because who we are, or what we have, or what we have done, but by His mercy. We praise and thank the Lord. He has mercy on us. He has saved us. He not only caused us to be saved, so that we will have His
life.
And become His children. Also, we have a lively hope before us. It doesn't mean that once you're saved, you can graduate. And that is only the beginning of God's mercy. He will continue to have mercy on us. Therefore, we need to fix our gaze upon His mercy until the day comes. And we can inherit the inheritance that He has prepared for us. And what kind of inheritance He has prepared for us? It is different than our worldly inheritance. When our brother shared a book of Joshua with us, the Israelites entered the land of Canaan and taken their inheritance. Because I haven't come for a long time, I did not hear our brother sharing. I don't know how he shared about these possessions with
me.
I'm sure he has the same understanding as I do. These are not earthly possessions. But spiritual possessions. Because we know earthly possessions will pass away. Especially when some of our brothers and sisters who had done
something
or accomplished something. Or they have gained some worldly reward. But today we know where our
accomplishments are. Where is our business?
What we have gained, we can still
enjoy a little bit.
But how many more years can we
enjoy?
Either we will leave all these behind or these will leave
us.
So the earthly possession is nothing. Those are the pursued by the people of this world. And all these will pass away.
所以圣经告诉我们说, 这些产业是必朽坏的。
And the Bible tells us that these are perishable.
也是受过点污了。And
is defiled.
也是将要衰残。And
it will spoil and fade.
这些都像这个草上的花。
These are all like grass. And the flower on the grass.
有的时候好像看见了非常的融化。
For a period of time, it seems beautiful.
没有多少时间。
But not long after.
就枯干了。
The grass will wither.
花也凋谢了。
And the flowers
fall. 我们所得到的一切都要过去。
All that we gain will pass away.
有的人只爱我们。
But it's just that our Lord loves us.
他所给我的产业乃是属灵的产业。
The possession he has given us is spiritual. And these will not perish. And will not be blemished. And will not fade away.
它是不改变的。
It will not change. And it will last for eternity. And brother sister, which one do you desire? Do we still want the earthly possession? Or we want the heavenly possession? Do we want to get the imperishable? Or the perishable? And many people are busy today. They want to gain the earthly possession. But one day you will pass away.
我们舍不得,
even if you don't want to, but you cannot help it.
有多少人?
So many people. They are very rich.
但是他们临终的时候啊,
but at the deathbed, they don't want to leave their riches.
他们在那喊着说,
she said, can I just have the way like this? Can I just live like this?
有什么用处?
All these are useless. And we don't know what will happen to our possession. We praise the Lord. Because he has prepared spiritual possession for us. And that he has saved for us until the end. And this is our eternal inheritance. It will not be perishable. Will not be blemished. And will not fade away. It will last for eternity. Praise the Lord. We have a living
hope.
That we will inherit the possession. What are these possessions referring to? Is it the golden streets, the pearl doors?
有好多人在地上要得到地上得到物质东西，到天上还是要得到这些东西。
And many people who want to gain earthly possessions, when they go to heaven, they still want to gain
these.
One person said, in my dream, I dreamed that God gave me a huge crown full of precious stones. I told him, you probably cannot stand to wear it every day. And he said, God has given me a throne that made of gold. So this is not any more comfortable than my sofa at home. But it's just that God didn't give us these. These are just spiritual meanings. It is not this material thing. But sister, what is the possession that God has given us? It is the most precious one. That the one that he loves the most. And that is Jesus Christ himself. He has given him to us. And all the possession recorded in the book of
Genesis.
From the letters, it belongs to the world. But spiritually, it refers to Jesus Christ. We know the land of Canaan refers to the
prodigal
Christ. God has given us his son.
它的这个产业不仅是丰富的。
We know that this possession is bountiful.
这个产业是荣耀的。
And it's also glorious.
这个产业也是永存的。
And it will last all eternity.
真是看见那这个产业的话。
If we truly see the potential,
他们把整个一生都摆上去。
You will put your entire life in God's hands.
那个保罗岂不就这样子吗
？Just like Paul.
他整个一生呢，追求自己只有一件事情。
He only pursued one thing in his life.
追求主耶稣。
That is Jesus Christ.
要得到主耶稣。
To gain Christ.
他以为认识我主耶稣这个位置吧。
He says it is I to gain Christ is most precious thing to me.
我为他已经丢弃了万事。
And for him, I forsaken all things.
地上这些东西和主耶稣相比的话
，If I have compared the worldly things to Christ, they are just like them.
没有什么价值的
，worthless.
我要得到主耶稣。
I want to gain Christ.
所以他一直到老年的时候
，until he's older,
他再对弟兄姊妹说
，He told the brothers and sisters again.
我不是以为说自己已经得到了
，But it says I do not consider myself have gained.
已经完全了
，or be perfected.
我乃是竭力追求
，But I go for it.
好得到主耶稣所要我的。
So that I can gain what God has given to me.
他把自己完完全全给了我。
He has given himself to me.
但今天我所认识的不过是一点点。
But today I only know a small portion of him.
我所发现出来不过是一点点。
I've only discovered a small portion of him.
我要更多的认识主耶稣。
I want to know him more.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
From the sisters.
只有一件事。
There's only one thing for him.
忘记背后。
That is to commit to
him.
And go forward.And run towards the mark.
巴不得主开启我们的眼睛。
We pray that the Lord will open our eyes.
让我们看见什么是最宝贝的。
So we will see what is the most precious thing.
什么是最有价值的。
What is the most valuable thing?
什么是神所最喜欢的。
What is God's desire?
对，真乃是把他儿子给
他。But it's just that God has given us His Son.
还有什么比他儿子爱好
？What else is better than His Son?
所以诗篇告诉我们说。
Psalm tells us.
诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
他说我的好处不在你。
He says, I have no other good besides you. And he has chosen Christ. I have no other goodness besides you. Only Christ is my portion. Only he is the portion of my cup. And that you have measured for me. It's in the beautiful place. He has enjoyed and experienced
it.
Says, my inheritance is truly beautiful. All of us who have enjoyed Christ and tasted His goodness, we all know that our inheritance is beautiful. We can never enjoy. Today we have only gained a small portion. We have only enjoyed a little bit and taste a little bit. But when the day comes, God will give us His Son abundantly and become our eternal inheritance. How God loves us that He gave us His Son.
Brothers
and sisters,
给我们说一个地方。
A brother has given us an illustration.
他说，神一切的丰富都在他的儿子里面。
Because all the riches of God dwell in His Son.
他很喜欢，他记得一个故事，他很喜欢讲。
He told us a story.
他说就好像一个老父亲呢。
He said just like an elderly father.
是非常的丰富。
He is very wealthy.
他有天产，有家业。
He has land and he has many things.
有羊群，牛群、羊群。
Cattle and houses.
还有
and property.
很多的奴仆。
Many servants.
那么这些都是他的产业。
All these belong to this elderly father.
这个他的儿子到国外去。
But his son went abroad to study.
在他感觉到他生病快出快死的时候
，When he was very sick and was about to die.
他实在是盼望他儿子能够能赶回来。
He truly wished that his son would come back.
他把他产业都给他的儿子。
That he can pass on his inheritance to his son.
他的儿子不能够赶回来。
But his son could not make it.
他只好找律师和他律师来写个遗嘱。
And he found a lawyer to make his will.
儿子回来之后，他已经过去了。
So when his son returned, he already passed away.
那么办完了丧事。
And after the funeral.
那然后呢？把这个律师就把他们家族都召集来。
The lawyer had gathered all the relatives.
就把这个遗嘱念给大家听。
And read the will to everyone.
这遗嘱上是这样说的。
And the will read this way.
我把我所有的产业都给我一个管家。
I gave all my inheritance to all my properties to my housekeeper.
我是我的儿子只能够从我的产业当中去拣选一样。
My son can only choose one thing out of my inheritance.
那么这个遗嘱他把儿子听了之后啊，心里真是不受了。
And the son didn't know what to do.
那这个你这管家不过是一个奴仆就是的。
The housekeeper is only a servant.
你把所有都给了他。
You have given everything to
me. 那给我拣选一样。
And you only allow me to choose one thing.
这个实在是他就过不去的。
And the son didn't know how to make it.
那能不能？
And he wasn't very happy.
那么这律师啊，念完遗嘱之后。
And after the lawyer read the will.
就凑他耳朵旁边就对他说。
And he said some, whispered something to his ear.
啊，你只要拣选这个管家。
And he says, all you had to do is pick this housekeeper.
你什么都有
啊。Then you have everything.
他听了之后。
After he heard this, he was very happy. And besides this housekeeper, and his father was so wealthy he cannot even calculate the riches. And this housekeeper is very wise. He was just like Joseph. In the house of Potiphar, he knows everything. So Potiphar only knows what he is eating. He doesn't know anything else. And this housekeeper was just like Joseph. But we know that the housekeeper is only a servant. At that time, the servant belongs to part of your inheritance. So the father was very wise. He has given everything into the hands of his servant. If as long as his son has this servant, then everything belongs to him. He doesn't have to write this everything. If he itemized everything, maybe he will miss something. So he told me, you only have to choose the housekeeper. Then you have everything. When is this? Our Lord is the same way. He has given everything he has to his son. And his son inherited all things. All the riches of God. In heaven or on earth. All the riches that dwells in his son. And belongs to him. Brothers and sisters. God loves us. He has given us his son. And all the riches. Becomes our
inheritance.
You don't have to ask for this or for that. You just ask for the Son of God, then you shall have everything. Even till today, we still do not see
this.
When we are
weak,
we pray that God will strengthen us. We pray for many days and we're still not strengthened. When we are angry, say, God gave me patience. And right after that, you lose your temper. You see, that prayer doesn't work all the time. When you're in pain, God comfort you. You comfort many people. Please also comfort me. And it seems like God didn't hear the prayer. It is not that God doesn't love us, or He doesn't hear our prayers. It's because we don't know we don't know His word. You don't have to ask for patience. You don't have to pray for comfort. You don't have to pray for strength or for love. If you have Christ, you have everything. You say, Father, give me your son. Praise you. Your son is my
strength.
Your son is my
strength.
Your son is my comfort. Brothers and sisters, when we trust the Lord this way, you will see that all problems are solved. I have shared this with you before. And in the past, I often pray for one thing. I said, God, expand myself. My appetite is so small. Give me more. We even have
a
hymn like this. So I thought my prayer was
not.
And there was one word that touched my
feelings.
But then when people give me people's attitude bothered me.
我度量太小了。
So I find that I am very small.
常被人摸着。
I all people can always touch my weakness. And people can often influence me.
不能够常常别人。
So I cannot have joy all the time. And I cannot be happy.
就像我们弟兄说的，跟弟兄姊妹相处啊，不大容易。
Like our brothers share, it's difficult to be with our brothers and sisters.
好多人都是七钉八角的。
Many people have rough edges.
那我们自己脚也不少。
Of course, we have our own.
若是我们度量这么小的话呀。
If we are so small.
这给这个人刺一下，就给那人刺一下。
And people can prick us very easily.
那我们天都吃不消了。
And we cannot stand people.
那怎么那么激动起来呢？
And how can you have joy?
祷告主啊，求你扩充我度量。
So I pray to the Lord enlarge me.
让我能够宽容。
That I can be forgiven.
能够容得下别人的给我的刺激。
And I can take it when other people hurt.
也能够容得下别人给我脸色看。
And when people give me a face, I can also stand them.
这样祷告都不灵的。
But the prayer didn't work.
然后祷告好几年了，度量还没有扩充。
I prayed many years, and my heart is still not enlarged.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
主点了我一下。
God has enlightened me.
我就是宽广。
I am broad.
亲爱的兄弟们，这个迦南地不仅是牛奶蜜之地啊。
The land of Canaan is not only the land of milk and honey.
是宽广之地。
But it's also very broad.
你活在迦南地里面，
if you live in the land of Canaan,
你就是宽广了。
You will be broad.
所以不必求扩充我度量的。
You don't have to pray God to enlarge me.
只要活在主耶稣基督里面。
Just live in Christ.
那个度量不叫大走多少，是不是？
And then you will be a very broad person.
什么都摸不到我们。
And nothing can touch.
你像主耶稣地上的时候。
When Christ was on earth,
人能够摸到他吗？
Can anyone
人在那里刺激他？
Can anyone
人在那向他撇嘴摇头？
And people would shake their head.
人在那羞辱他？
And shame him.
人用种种方法在苦待他？
And they treat him badly.
基督之类的主耶稣有没有被摸到？
But was our God touched?
有没有受到影响？
Was he influenced?
亲爱的兄弟们，他不仅是没有受到影响，
He was not affected.
反而满了恩慈。
And he was full of kindness. He prayed for them. Father, forgive them. But they do not know what they have done. His heart is so broad. And it's unlimited. And nothing can influence
him.
And sisters, just gain Christ. And live in Christ. Then you will be a very broad person. Just like Christ.
So you don't need to ask for anymore.
You don't have to ask for anymore. Because God has given the Son to us. And we have everything. We are truly blessed. Since we are the Son, we are His descendants. And we are co-descendants with Christ. We will inherit with Christ. And everything belongs to us. Just come by faith.
主既然这样说的
，Since he has said this one, just believe.
当你相信的时候
，And when you believe,
还看见主的话要在我们身上做一些。
You will see that God's word will become realities in our life. Will become our experience.
今天早晨我就讲到这里。
And today I will just share here.
第二章，下一次有机会的时候再给你。
Next time when I have chance, I'll share chapter 2.